And welcome to Six Pack Sessions. Last week I forgot to do the rest of the intro. I said welcome to Six Pack Sessions, but I forgot to say, as usual, my name is Mac, and I'm here with Harold and Ginger.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, so
that
you guys.
That felt right. That felt better.
Yeah, you were just excited last time.
I was. We had a lot to do before, you know, with the board and the new sounds and stuff. So, cool. We got some shout-outs to start off with. Harold, do you want to do that first shout-out, and then I'll do the rest of them?
Yeah, man. So I noticed on our SoundCloud that we actually have a listener or listeners, I don't know for sure, but they're from Canada.
What?
That's crazy.
Across the border.
Yeah.
Over that wall.
So shout out to the Canadians listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Send us
some bacon. Bud.
Thanks. Cool. That's really actually very cool.
Yeah.
The more I think about it.
Or the other
this
one.
This one.
Oh, cool.
This one's friggin' booming. How many listens do we have on the last one?
Last episode got like 70, I think.
And then hey, guys, episode, keep them coming.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Episode 7 has like 80 or 90-something. So.
Yeah, everybody says that was our best episode.
That's what I heard, too.
But a lot of people say we get better and better every time.
Except for 8. We kind of fell off a little bit.
Well, we were
all
tired.
That's what people were saying where it was the best one. So.
Well,
that's what I heard.
And guys, we were recording on a Thursday because we had some technical difficulties on Wednesday.
Yeah, I had to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll get all that worked out with the schedules. But to continue with the shout outs, Autumn is doing our logo right now.
And
she's going to send me like 10 of them, and we're going to choose. And I just wanted to
we're
going to
get them on t-shirts, and we're going to get them out there to you people.
Yeah, merch.
Everyone who listens,
merch.
Free t-shirt. Maybe.
That's a lot, man.
I mean, you can pay for them.
Nah, we might get a deal somewhere. I might know.
Maybe.
Mac of all trades.
We might make 10, and then we'll pick 10 listeners within driving distance because we're not mailing these fuckers.
I mean, you can mail one to Canada.
Oh, yeah. Our Canadian guy.
If you, look.
Or girl.
Let's say this right now. If you are the Canadian listener, get in touch with us on social media. I'm at Mac_Nificent on Twitter. What are you, Rolled Gold?
At Classic Rolls.
At Classic Rolls.
He used to be Rolled Gold back in the day.
And then Haston, is it Tyler Haston?
Tyler Haston Thornton.
Tyler Haston,
64.
Last name.
Tyler Ginger Thornton. The last name is dude.
Tyler Haston, 64.
Hit us up. We'll call you. Is that
don't
long
hit
distance?
Me up. I barely check my Twitter.
If that's long distance, I don't know about that.
Man, we'll figure something
I'll send
out.
You, I'll shoot you a text
yeah,
or an email.
Yeah.
It won't be hard to mail him something. Shit.
Nah,
no, not at all.
Yeah.
It's the same continent.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you're not wrong. So,
shout out. We got some other, a couple more shout outs, real quick, and it's not really a shout out as much as an ad read. We got some gigs at Margaritaville coming up on the 19th and the 21st. We're going to be at the app launch party in the Escape Arcade.
Yep.
We're going to have our little table set up. We're going to have our little banner set up, maybe on a TV screen because we won't have time to make an actual banner. And I don't want to draw it.
Yeah.
So we'll get like a little TV screen and put our logo on it or something.
That's cool.
It'll be cool. We'll be real high tech. But
maybe.
Come out, listen to us, play some half price games on Woohoo Wednesday, and check out the new app, and you could get a new speaker.
What a name.
Woohoo Wednesdays.
Don't do whatever you just did.
I didn't do that. That was the mic.
I didn't hear.
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't know. Right,
never mind.
Anyways, I'll cut that out.
Woohoo Wednesdays, half price games. Come see us. And then that's on the 19th. And on the 21st, we're going to be at the Lost Key Bar, also at Margaritaville, for pint night. I think, I don't remember. I'll find out who's going to be there. Like what, but it's going to be, I think it's called Firking.
Firking.
Oh.
Where you put the beer in a cask and it's mixed with a bunch of alcohol.
Hey. Oh, God.
Who's doing that?
Instant
I don't
death.
Know.
Is that pint night?
Yeah, that's pint night. That's the free stuff we're going to get, I think.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we might get a free glass of it, but Ben said he's going to help us out.
It's been fun, guys.
We're going to get shitty.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Drink responsibly, people.
Yeah,
we'll
Uber.
Call Ubers.
Maybe.
To Tyler's house. It's close. Actually, Max is closest. We might be going to Max's house.
Come back and we'll keep podcasting for you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be an all-night affair. We're going 6 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Wednesday podcast might go a little long just because we're going to take breaks and stuff. And
plus, we're going to be with a live crowd there, so it's going to probably be fucked up.
well, hey, it's an experiment for everybody.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun for us and you guys, hopefully.
Hey, yeah,
check out Margaritaville.
Yeah, come see us.
For sure.
Download the app. What's it called?
Escape Power Up.
Hey, do you guys hate waiting in line?
I don't think it's out yet. Oh, if it is out, it's just like a beta. Well,
the app release is Wednesday, so it should be
the 19th. Yeah.
So yeah, download the app.
Cool.
Download it on your mom's phone and it'll be
use her credit card.
It'll be like a Christmas present for her.
How many hours have you guys wasted waiting in line?
So many.
Too many.
I mean, seriously. This
honestly,
app.
Too many.
This app could it's called cut Escape, that in half.
It's called Escape what?
Escape Power Up.
Escape Power Up. I should probably learn the name of the app before I start promoting it. But
I promise the ad reads will get better. What's our first topic, Harold?
Well, first, what are you drinking?
Oh, your beer. I didn't bring any today.
I'm drinking that good.
He is drinking Kona Brewing Co. Big Wave.
It's a
Golden
Big Wave,
Ale.
Yeah.
This is my favorite beer, actually.
It's really good.
I always forget about it. Because not a lot of places have
it. It's kind
of
warm.
Well,
it's not refrigerated.
It was on the refrigerator for a little while, but they only had it out at the gas station, mm-hmm. so they couldn't actually get a cold one.
First time I had it was in Miami at a Miami Heat game.
Oh, wow.
And, Harold and Mac are drinking hot beer right now.
It's not hot. It's not hot. It's cold. It's cold in here. So.
It's my favorite beer. My favorite beer is a free beer. Second favorite Miller Lite. Third favorite Miller High Life.
So... Gingy, what you drinking?
A nice cold Miller High Life.
Oh, yeah. You got a bunch of beers in front of you, though.
Yeah, I found a Yingling in the bottom of my fridge.
That's probably mine from that Halloween party.
And then I just got to drinking this Wiseacre Tiny Bomb American Pilsner.
Is that the pineapple one?
Yeah, I thought it was pineapple. It's not pineapple, though.
It's just a bomb. It looks like a pineapple.
That's a bomb.
It's a bomb, yeah. It's blowing
up. It looks like a pineapple.
I don't know where the fuck these came from. I think Vincent brought them.
Classic. Roll. Oh, speaking of Vincent, he's actually going to be on air with us for a second.
Oh, yeah.
So, all you guys that don't know who Vincent is, you'll find out.
The guy we've been trashing on podcast.
You'll get to put a voice to the face.
Actually, you get a voice to the name.
To the stories.
To the name. There you go. That too.
Well, when we get a camera, we might... we'll post a picture of him on the wall.
So. Look him up on Instagram.
We'll make a dartboard out of it and put it on the wall.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You can find him on Instagram at supercop69, newbootgoofing@gmail.com. That's his actual Instagram name.
At gmail.com. It's got the whole...
Yeah.
I didn't know you put an at inside your...
You can. I was just Instagram trying to think of something funny.
So the first topic for tonight is going to be a new one tonight. It's actually going to be Rolled Rants.
Yeah.
It's replacing the Harold Horrible meme because I kind of got tired of trying to find horrible memes.
Yeah, I mean, you can still rant about memes.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to like add it in every now and then when I find one I don't like.
Are you just going to talk about your day?
No, there actually is a meme... technically, that's happening right now that I don't like, and it's going to be a part of this segment. And it is Ariana Grande's Thank You Next thing that's been going on.
I've never seen it.
Okay, so it's a song, but she somehow made it into a meme. Like, everywhere on Twitter, it's every person does it. Like
she made it into a meme?
She made it into a meme. She would just, like, quote people's tweets and just say,
that's
like,
good marketing.
It really is. It's good for her, but I hate it. Yeah. I'm over it, man.
Great marketing.
So she would quote... It's her song?
Yeah.
So she would quote her own song in the meme and then...
Yeah.
Great marketing.
Trashy.
It kind of is, but at the same time, I mean, she doesn't even need that. People are going to listen to the song regardless.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so, but like now I'm going to go listen to it.
I haven't heard it yet.
I've never even heard the song.
I've just seen
it. I think she's very talented.
Yeah, she actually
is.
And pretty good looking.
That too. I was going to say that Dangerous Woman song, she did an acoustic version of it. I say acoustic. It was just her by herself, like a cappella. There you go. That's the word. She did it by herself.
Acoustapella?
Yeah. And
so there were no instruments?
No instruments. She was just singing it all by herself. And holy
shit.
She
can sing, man.
She is so good. I figured she was, but I didn't know it was on that level, man. She's really good. I also see it raining right now. I'm like praising her. Freak her, dude.
Freak her.
Freak her, man.
Freak her, man.
Are we going to try to cut down on the cussing?
Yeah, man. Freak. I don't cuss anymore, dude.
Freak her. Freak her, man.
All right, continue. Let's talk about your day. You had a pretty terrible day, huh?
I don't want to talk about my day, man.
I thought this was the rant.
Is this not a part of
it? It is my rant. If you would let me go off for 1 second, please.
Well, I have a
freak you, man.
Freak you, man. I'm tired of Mac and freaking wearing a freaking shuckers.
Shut the freak up, Mac.
No, okay. It's bullying.
Wearing a flannel shirt and your Colts shirt.
Bro, I bought this flannel shirt today at the thrift store for $2.
Do you even did wash you wash it? Yet?
Fuck no.
Oh, God.
They wash them.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I've been back there. I've seen the washing machines.
I don't believe that.
I almost bought a futon. Continue with your rant.
That's just nasty, man.
They don't wash the futons, though, just so you're clear.
Yeah, they're metal.
I'm over
Except
Facebook.
For the cushions.
Facebook? What's wrong with Facebook?
What's
Dude,
up with
Facebook
it?
Is the worst. For one, it's the cemetery for memes. That's the last
yeah,
place.
About that.
I've talked about this before. This is
that's
like
where
the
I catch
last
all my memes.
And that's where all the dead memes are. So you're looking at all the dead ones. Get on Twitter. I know you are. You have a Twitter. You need to get on there. Delete Facebook now.
No.
So, yes.
Do what you want, man.
No, I...
Don't tell
no,
me how
don't
to
do
live
that.
My life, dude.
But no, I saw a video shit. Of this lady. What was that? You told me to shut up?
No, I said shit.
Oh, I was like, oh, God. Like,
shut up.
This guy's serious, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Are you still talking?
Continue the rant.
Have you ever saw those videos of where people order an ice cream cone from like some like fast food place
and they grab the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's been dead for a long time.
That
I got on
me
Facebook.
Off.
I saw
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook. So, I saw it on
this
Facebook.
This is falling apart.
Man,
yeah.
It really is.
Episode 2 quality, man.
Really Rolls Rants is falling apart. We got to ditch is. This segment.
No, keep going. We got to finish it out strong.
I'm trying, man. So there was a woman that did that on Facebook, and she, like, her and everyone in the car were, like, freaking out, laughing, like, oh, we're just, oh, my God.
That was, like, 2010 material,
but that, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, why are the people still doing this? It's not funny anymore. Facebook is the worst, and I hate it. It's
I never thought it was
the
funny.
Worst.
No, also, it's wasteful.
Also on Facebook, my cousin actually... tagged me in a meme, and it was a podcast meme making fun of podcasters, and I was like,
oh,
it says
bad taste.
It said I want the confidence of a white guy with a podcast, and I was like, I don't even have that much confidence. What the fuck do you mean?
Dude, this podcast has given me so much more confidence.
I got confidence,
and I was
dude.
I know y'all
and I was booming with confidence before.
I got enough confidence for the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, cool. I don't need
But yeah, I was just like, I was like, why are you putting
What
me
cousin
in?
Was it?
Jerrica.
Oh, way to be an asshole, Jerrica Anderson.
She didn't listen.
I don't that's not even her last name to. Anymore. What's her last name?
You can't say last names.
No last
I
names.
I told her her maiden name.
That is her maiden name. Okay, but the last thing that I saw recently on Facebook, dude, the demon returned from last one. The demon returned.
Just wait.
So, the new Deadpool movie is trying to bring back Butt Rock.
Dude,
Butt Rock's
so
never
good.
Been gone,
yeah,
man.
It's, so
been
good.
It's been gone. What you
must
mean?
Be crazy.
It's been gone.
I keep it alive.
It? Have y'all not seen the new trailer?
I have, but I was talking about Nickelback. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. No. Not fuck right, yeah.
I changed my new favorite band.
You're okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we do
the, what, segment? That segment or the podcast?
Everything. All the above. No, he was just like, the guy was making fun.
I got a treat for y'all.
The guy was making fun of Nickelback, and then Deadpool's like, oh, you're just making fun of them because everyone does, and you're just trying to be edgy. And I was like, yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but at the same time, they're not good.
They're not bad.
They're not good. I saw them live.
He agreed with me.
They're not good.
I've never seen them live. I don't pay money for that.
I didn't pay money for it either. It was like 10, 14 probably, actually. Something
hey,
like that.
You paid money for it, though.
I didn't pay money for it.
Who did?
I don't know. My dad got them for free, I think, actually.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Nothing better than free stuff.
Fuck Nickelback.
Freak Nickelback,
oh,
man.
Sorry. Freak Nickelback.
Oh, dude.
I don't cuss anymore.
There you go.
Cuss, Nickelback. Cussing, not cussing anymore.
I didn't say
it.
That. I didn't cuss, dude.
He can bleep that out.
Yeah, so they're the worst, man. Like... I kind of don't like Deadpool anymore because of that. It was
shut
it was,
up.
I'm not gonna
Deadpool's
lie. It was,
awesome.
It was a funny segment just because I looked in the comments and everyone was like, "Yeah, Nickelback's so good. I love them. I can't believe we can finally like them again." And I was like, "No, leave them dead. They're dead. No more." If today was your last day. Yeah, no, I don't want that anymore.
So it's too late.
I don't want that anymore, man. Let it die. Let it die, please.
We're just a bunch of animals.
All right. So that concludes Rolls Rants.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next topic?
Dumb Laws.
Dumb Laws. Let me pull up my list.
Because we all want to be a rockstar living in
interestingly top enough,
15.
Jennifer's just looking at me singing these. He's waiting for me to react down to him.
Oddly enough, the funniest law from Mississippi is you can't look into someone's eye singing Nickelback lyrics.
Really?
No, I mean,
it should be.
It should not it should be.
You can't sing Nickelback at all. I'm not trying to be edgy. I just don't like them. They're not good.
They are good.
No.
They're not bad.
They're not good.
They're not bad, though.
They're not terrible.
They're not bad.
They're bad. They're not terrible.
All right.
They're not good, but they're not bad, dude.
This is getting too far.
You know, when you listen to their songs, you start to tap your foot a little bit.
I'm going to go through some of the ones that some people may know, and then some of the ones that caught my eye and made me laugh out loud.
This is Dumb Laws with Mac.
Just Dumb Laws in general. That's not necessarily... Alabama, bear wrestling matches are prohibited.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's probably a good reason for that.
We've said it at work before. There's a reason for every rule.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
has done that before. So.
And for he sure. probably got mauled the fuck to death.
Which is my point for all of these. I tried to come up with a situation where every one of these laws for all 50 states, which I'm not going to go through all of them. You can look it up yourself.
Yeah, but what if like you got to wrestle the bear off of somebody?
But that's not a match. That's like self-defense.
Hey, it's like sanctioned.
Yeah, this is like getting in a ring or a cage with a bear and wrestling it. You can't do that.
Oh, what's the wrestling match where you get to fuck each other up with like light bulbs and stuff?
Hardcore match?
It's just hardcore.
No, not hardcore match.
No holds barred?
David Arquette was just in one.
Death match?
Death match. Texas death match.
It's in the name.
Yeah, that's true.
You just fight a bear and you die. Alaska's was funny. Moose... may not be viewed from an airplane.
What?
I had to do some research on that one, and it's from like poaching and hunting. Like
you can't be in
an airplane or a helicopter and shoot a moose, so now you can't even fucking look at one.
That's crazy. Wow.
Now what they were probably doing is flying over, spotting them for people, and people would come up and shoot.
That's exactly what it was. And then Colorado, one may not mutilate a rock in a state park. So you can mutilate rocks anywhere else,
but not in a state park.
But not in a state park.
What?
Somebody really fucked a rock up.
In Connecticut,
is it a rock or the rock?
Oh, man. It might be a typo. It is illegal in Connecticut for a barber to hum a tune while cutting one's hair.
Oh, there's probably a good one story behind that.
Some guy that went to Harvard Law or something and was from Connecticut was like, I'm going to be a judge one day so I can make a law because that goddamn...
got a song stuck in my fucking...
Jerry wouldn't stop humming and cutting my hair.
He was humming Boy George. Fucking Boy George.
In Delaware, alcohol may not be served in nightclubs if dancing is occurring on the premises at the same time. So you can't have a party in Delaware.
You can't what? Repeat that law.
You can't serve alcohol in a nightclub if dancing is occurring on the premises at the same time.
That's gay.
That's weird. I don't understand.
Who the hell made that law?
Florida and Georgia.
Florida's in Georgia, stupid.
Florida and Georgia probably have my two favorite ones. It was Florida is having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
Aww.
So somebody had sex with a porcupine and was like, man, that was a bad idea. I'm going to make it where nobody else can do this.
You think a judge did that?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Or either many people did it that the judge was like, all right, now we got to make it illegal.
He's probably like, check out that sweet tail over there.
No.
Quills down, baby. Quills down. Hey.
Okay.
In Georgia, no one can carry an ice cream cone in their back pocket if it's Sunday.
If it's Sunday.
Not an ice cream Sunday. The day of the week Sunday.
Yeah.
Some kid brought his fucking ice cream cone in church.
And sat on it.
Oh, man.
In the pews.
I didn't even think about that. I was just like,
damn.
Just like any other day of the week, you could put an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
And the pastor was like, are you kidding me, kid?
You messed up our pews.
I got to bring this to the judge. We got to do something about this.
He's like, this is insane. This has happened way too many times.
I'd take it back. I think Hawaii has my favorite one because the meaning I came up with. No, there's no porcupines native to Hawaii that I know of. There might be. I've never been there.
There could be.
Coins are not allowed to be placed in one's ears.
You can't do any magician.
That's what I was going to say. It's probably some guy like found a quarter in your ear and he freaked out.
Or that.
And he's like, do not put quarters in anyone's ears. It's now illegal. It made me very uncomfortable, and there's no magicians in Hawaii now.
You know David Blaine went down there and blew somebody's fucking mind.
It's black magic. I'm surprised they didn't ban coins altogether if it was that,
oh my God,
that crazy. Let's keep moving.
That's good.
In Kentucky, you can't dye a duckling blue and offer it for sale unless you do it with more than six ducks at a time. What? So you can't dye one duck blue and sell it.
You have
to have six of them. You have to have a six pack of blue ducks to sell it.
Six pack
sessions. It's all tied in.
Six pack sessions.
I don't even
check
understand
us out.
These, man. Does that make
just
any
check
sense?
Us out.
Check us out, dude.
Mississippi actually has one that it makes sense, kind of. It's like it's not out there like
that's
all the
we're reasonable people.
No, not really. Because listen, it says if one is a parent to two illegitimate children, that person will go to jail for at least 1 month. If you have two illegitimate children, you have to go to jail.
I know someone here that has multiple illegitimate children. I couldn't say that for a second.
Here in this room, Ginger?
No, not here right
Matt?
Now. Someone in Mississippi.
No, not me. It's Harold. Aww. He's talking about himself.
No, it's one in Mississippi that has multiple children.
Let's turn him in. Who is it? Do you like him?
I just thought of something.
But
who is it? Do you like him?
I'm not going to tell you.
Give us a first name.
Maybe afterwards. You don't know who he is.
I know a lot of people, dude.
I know you don't know him.
Okay, Montana's is pretty good, too. One may not pretend to abuse an animal in the presence of a minor. So you can really beat the shit out of an animal in the presence of a minor. You just can't say, like, you can't pretend to do it.
Oh, I thought you meant... Oh. What? I seriously thought you meant rock minor, like, down in a hole.
Well, that is, yeah, if somebody's working in a coal mine, and you can't pretend to hit a dog. But no, like you can't pretend to hit a dog in front
as
of a kid.
As
but
if said you really, minor, my mind went somewhere totally down.
If you really hit a dog in front of a kid, you're good.
What the heck?
That's you're
weird.
Teaching them bad habits, man. You can't teach them bad habits.
Yeah, you can't act like you don't want to hit them.
No, you hit the fuck out of them.
You have to want to hit them. What the heck, man? These are insane.
That's I was laughing at my house the whole time. Ohio. If one loses their exotic animal, they must notify the authorities within 1 hour.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, dude.
If you lose a snake,
you
like
don't
a
want,
ball python.
You
again,
want
a huge snake every rule has a reason behind it. Yeah. So somebody lost a tiger and just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, or like a kangaroo got out and started drop kicking people.
I'm thinking it's more of like a you don't want a Florida situation where the pythons are taking over.
Did you ever hear that statistic about kangaroos? There's like 400 million kangaroos or something like that. But no, it's like 40 million kangaroos and there's only 300 or like 3 million people in the state of Ohio, so if kangaroos came over there, they would take over the whole state. I thought that was hilarious.
Just an army of kangaroos just kicking everybody in the face.
Kangaroos are big,
God,
too, man.
Yeah, they're scary.
Hell yeah, dude.
Speaking of kangaroos, that really Jack kangaroo passed away recently. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was. It's probably Jack. Kangaroo Jack. No, wasn't
that's
him.
Racist.
How is that racist?
Hey, kangaroos are a race, dude.
No.
They're people, too.
Oh, kangaroos God. Are people, too. That rhymes.
Sorry. I'm feeding a fed horse. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. We're not getting into that.
You got what?
Vegans.
What?
Anyway.
I'm lost.
We'll go over it in a minute. In Rhode Island, no person may bite off another's limbs. You can't bite somebody's arm off.
Dude.
I thought you were meaning by a tree. Like, so they couldn't go outside and start.
Yeah, I probably can't
I had
do that
vegans
either.
In my mind still, dude.
It's one of those,
sorry.
Like, weirdly worded laws where you can get multiple meanings.
No Persians, though. No
in
Persians in
Rhode
Utah,
Island. Alcohol may not be sold during an emergency. So, remember that night we went to Murky Waters and that lady passed out?
Oh,
that would have been a time that nobody could buy alcohol until she left.
Yeah, fuck that.
In Virginia, no animal may be hunted on a Sunday with the exception of raccoons, which may be hunted until 2 a.m.
That's
it's oddly specific.
No, that's because they're nocturnal, dude. You have to hunt them at night.
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
In Washington State, x-rays may not be used to fit shoes. You can't get your real shoe size from an x-ray machine.
Who does that?
I don't know, man.
You know you can come sterile from radiation, huh?
Yeah, for sure. In West Virginia, a person may not hold public office if he or she has ever participated in a duel. You have to take an oath and say, I've never been in a duel.
Hey, that, there's a reason behind that one.
Yeah, if you're into Yu-Gi-Oh, man, you can't get in there. Yeah. It's time to duel.
Only a handful of people got that reference.
I don't know. I probably did like 15 or 20 of them right there, but those are all my favorite ones.
I mean, that was pretty good. I like this.
The porcupine one really threw me off.
Hey, next time, let's like try to find a reasoning behind these.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll each come up with our own.
Everybody go look for next week's episode. Go look up your favorite ones and then do some research.
We'll come up with some theories behind it.
Yeah, your theory. Come up with a theory. Whole scientific theory on weird laws.
Oh, yeah. So what we're talking about, the whole fed horse thing.
Feeding a fed horse.
PETA actually posted something on Twitter saying, stop using
that shit.
Stop using anti-animal language. And one of them was, don't say be the guinea pig, say be the test tube, which doesn't make any sense. I told Mac this already.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Beat the test tube?
Be the test tube. Don't be the guinea pig, if someone's like, hey, I'll be the guinea pig.
It would make more sense to say be the petri dish.
Hey, PETA can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, and then
don't tell me how to fucking speak.
I love this.
No, fuck you, PETA.
And then this one says, bring home the bacon. Or it says, don't say bring home the bacon. It says, bring home the bagels.
They can go fuck themselves.
instead of beat a dead horse, it's feed a fed horse. And then my least favorite one is, kill a bird with two stones.
That's what I was about to say.
It's feed a bird with two scones.
Yeah. I actually think that one's kind of funny.
What is it? Don't take the bull by the horns. Or take the bull by the horns. It's take a rose by the thorns.
Oh, yeah. That makes no sense at all.
How fucking dumb can these PETA people be?
Okay, so taking the bull by the horns makes sense because that's like, you know, you're going head on. But grabbing a rose by the thorns...
That's just asking to get hurt.
You're just being stupid.
Yeah.
Taking a bull by the horns is supposed to mean like, be courageous. Do something crazy. Like, do something with some initiative. Yeah. And then grabbing a flower by its thorns is like,
wanting to hurt yourself.
I want to hurt myself.
I got a splinter, guys.
I need some tweezers now to get the sticker out of my hand.
God, man. Yeah, it's...
I don't understand why PETA's still around.
Look, PETA, do your thing. Just stop telling us what to do.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Animals are here for us to eat.
Freak you, PETA.
Yeah, freak
you. Did you see that meme where it's like, or it's not a meme, it's like a conversation between God and an angel, and God says, what are they doing now? And the angel says, they're trying to milk an almond. And God says, I gave them like 8 animals to drink from. And the angel says, they don't like that milk. And it says, God in a mocking, they don't like that milk. I laugh and laugh and laugh. I've seen that so many times, it makes me laugh every time.
Oh, man.
They don't like that milk.
I mean, we love animals and all.
I do,
but,
too.
I love animals, but, I mean, I'm not
going to... They taste real good.
I'm not going to go that far. So.
I mean, they need to... I mean, it's just words. It's words.
I can't speak for all of us here.
Animals don't,
have
feelings.
I don't know what... y'all's stance on it is, but PETA can go do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. If they want to try to save animals, that's fine. I'll help them if they be reasonable about it, but don't shut down the places that I eat.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Tell me how to say my favorite lines. I'm going to continue to take the bull by the horns.
Hell yeah. I don't cuss anymore.
That's not a curse word, dude. Nah. That's a place.
Oh, okay, cool. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, let's move on. What's the next topic?
So we're going to do our favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jenny.
No, you go ahead.
No, you got it.
You go ahead, dude.
Right. I'm thinking a number between 1 and 2. First.
1 and 2?
Yeah.
1.693421.
1.5.
That's it.
Aw. All right, go ahead.
All right, so my number one Christmas movie is... How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The Jim Carrey one? Yeah, that's solid, man. That's a good movie.
I mean, you can't beat
that. It's in my top five, but we're not going to get in the top five.
I can watch that year round and not be disappointed at all.
No, yeah, it's just Jim Carrey's a genius.
And the thing is, I can't watch Christmas movies. I hate Christmas movies.
Except for The Grinch.
I seriously hate Christmas movies with a passion.
I thought you were going to say, I seriously hate just Christmas.
I am The Grinch.
I really don't
like it.
Really,
that's why you like it.
I don't like Christmas all that much either.
I could go. I mean,
I love Christmas.
Christmas is cool. I don't decorate my house. I don't have a tree. I mean,
this year especially, I'm just not in the mood for it.
I'm going to buy you a tree.
Ooh.
Nah,
I'm gonna take you home.
Don't give
with
me a tree.
Me.
One of the reasons I don't like decorating is because I hate glitter with a fiery passion from hell.
Who uses glitter to decorate for glitter?
Glitter's on everything at Christmas,
heck?
Man.
What the freak are you talking
what the
about?
Freak are you doing,
glitter,
man?
Glitter comes on everything Christmas.
No. You're living in the wrong Christmas house.
I guess my mom just likes glitter, okay?
And she probably does.
I
never even met your mom.
What the freak are you doing with your life right now at Christmas Day?
Avoiding glitter at all
costs. I'm being a Grinch this Christmas.
Glitter is the herpes of the arts and craft world. Once you get it on, you can't get it off. It's there forever.
That's true.
And people tell me, why don't you put glitter in your beard? That'd be funny. And I'd rather...
Who would say that?
Everyone. Glitter beards were a thing a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was some shit.
Stupid.
You would just take handfuls of glitter and rub it in your beard.
It was dumb.
It was that dumb. So people would do it. And then, like, a year later, people would still have... They'd have to shave their beard off to get it all out.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No amount of water is going to get that all
no.
that glitter.
No. Once it's heck on you, no. It's there forever.
That's insane, man.
Heck no. Freak those people.
Freak those people.
And their poopy ideas.
All right, I got another one.
All right, keep going.
My number two is Elf.
Oh, I didn't think about that one. That was really good.
Yeah,
I
like
Elf.
Will
Ferrell's hilarious.
I just love Will Ferrell, man.
Dude, he's hilarious.
Like two solid picks from Ginger.
I was going to say...
like I said, I can't watch Christmas movies and actually enjoy them. Yeah. I mean, it's real hard for me to watch them. Like,
well, the two
every
you
year,
have comedy legends. So.
Yeah.
Every year that we helps. Watch The Christmas Story... Because you know they play it Christmas Eve all the way through Christmas.
Never seen it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But we leave it on TBS while we're all cooking food and shit. And I'm just like, turn that fucking
and crap.
Shit off.
And poop. We don't cuss anymore.
No,
you don't
I
cuss anymore.
I don't cuss anymore. You guys can cuss. I don't care.
But, okay. But Elf, it's funny. I mean, you can watch it year round. I mean,
yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's hilarious. It's
timeless.
The first time I ever seen it, I was like, I think I was with Vincent and Taylor, actually. And they showed it at Taylor's house.
Wow. That was kind of recent, wasn't it?
Maybe 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
When did Elf come out?
A long time ago, man.
Yeah, it was like 2009.
Yeah, dang. You saw it kind of late.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, good. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I love Elf. I saw it when it first came out. It was good.
It's funny.
Okay. Dude. Well, I'll go next. Since he hates my number one, which is A Christmas Story.
Oh, God.
I fucking love. I told David in college that I would get a tattoo of the lamp, the leg lamp.
Fuck the leg lamp.
Nah, man. I want a tattoo of the leg lamp, and I want it to say it's a major award. I love like the kid with the yellow eyes. That's hilarious.
Did he have jaundice?
No, he was just a bully. He had yellow eyes. You gotta watch the movie, man.
It's
wait till Christmas.
It's
so you can watch
movie.
It 24 times in a row.
It literally plays. From Christmas Eve, 12 o'clock midnight, Christmas Eve, all the way till Christmas, 12 o'clock midnight.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I'm just not like a movie guy anymore. Really.
It's terrible.
Nah, man. No, it's great.
It's like 3 hours long.
And you know, some of my other ones, like you gave another one out, like Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Those are really good.
Santa Claus.
Oh, I got another one. Honorable mention. Die Hard.
That is a Christmas movie.
Total Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome movie. Actually, that's good. My number one now. Move that to number one.
Die Hard?
Yeah.
Solid.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas 2, Elf 3.
I was going to say something about Die Hard, but I was like, no, I'm not going to be that guy.
I think it's a Christmas movie. It's happening.
John McClane fucking up Germans? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's funny.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right, Harold, what you got? What's your favorite?
So I actually changed mine from... What I showed you last night, just now.
Oh, just now?
Just now. Just
to
changed
L.
It.
Oh, man.
Now,
oh, go ahead.
I changed it to Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
The cartoon?
Oh, cartoon.
Yeah.
I had it
on
VHS.
Man, there's so many like animated movies, too,
I
didn't even consider.
Man.
Oh, what about all the claymation
movies?
I
was going to say, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Heat Miser.
All those are good, too, yeah. But
oh, yeah,
it's
Santa Claus. Christmas. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Tim Allen? I don't think so, Tim.
Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer is definitely my favorite. I love eggnog, and they talk about eggnog in the song and whatnot.
That's a good movie, though.
I had it on VHS. I'd watch it like 12 times every
year. When I was little, I watched that every Christmas.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Same.
And I thought it was funny, and I was always told my grandma, I was like, you're going to get ran over this year by a reindeer.
But I also watched the one where Santa Claus Grew Up was a claymation movie. What was that one called? That one's Santa Claus Coming to Town.
Yeah, where he was a ginger beard and then he became Santa. That was good.
That was a good one. It was Kris Kringle and then he turned into Santa Claus.
One foot in front of the other. Yeah.
And then I also love The Heat Miser and Cold Miser.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember
what
movie
that was. That's like the second Rudolph movie.
I can't remember. Was it Rudolph and the Misfit Toys?
No, that was the first one. That's when they met the Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. The elf?
No, the big guy.
Oh, I got you. The ice wizard guy.
Yeah. With the Yeti.
Yeah, those are good, though.
Great movies.
That's the ice wizard guy is the fucking... I'm all back. I'm all fucked up.
Also,
the Heat Miser and Cold Miser?
Yes.
Yeah.
My honorable mention
I know what you're talking about.
Batman Returns.
Oh, with George Clooney.
Yeah, the one where Iceman with the nipples. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it
with the bat suit with the nipples.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was I like Robin.
Yeah, and then Jim Carrey was in that one too. Is the Riddler?
Was that Batman
huh?
and Robin? That was Batman.
I can't
and Robin.
Remember which one it was.
That was
honestly.
Batman and Robin.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I honestly don't remember which one it is.
This was Batman Forever.
Oh yeah, Batman Forever. Yeah,
Batman and Robin had the Riddler in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Two-Face. That was a good one.
All those Batman were good
too.
Yeah, with Bane.
All those were good.
I liked all the old Batman movies.
Everybody hates those Batman movies.
I don't know why.
It's because
Tim Burton.
Everybody likes the new one. He only did the
Batman Forever.
Yeah, he only did Batman Forever when it was great. It was Penguin was in that one too.
No, he wasn't.
He was in one of them.
Yeah. Danny DeVito was in the Val Kilmer one. Whichever one.
Did some research on this before.
Whichever one was Val Kilmer.
Also, Jingle All the Way was pretty good, too, since I was talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was my original number one.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
Carrie said she hated that movie.
Was that the one where he's trying to get the doll for his kid?
Also, most people do, too. So, huh?
Is that the one where he's trying to get the doll for his kid?
Yeah.
And I don't need a Turbo Man doll. My dad is Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good shit.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 11%.
Hey, apparently,
that's pretty high.
High?
For that movie.
Oh,
it was pretty terrible. It was good.
I liked it a lot.
Any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is good.
Yeah.
I can't really think of
one.
Name a bad one.
I was trying to think of one.
Remember when he had to go try to get the Turbo Man from
Arnold
from
Schwarzenegger
the
movie you have watched and not enjoyed watching.
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of one.
I can't think of one.
Exactly. Go fuck yourself, Rotten Tomatoes.
Who are you? Who are you to rate all these movies? Now, my favorite part of that movie is like when he goes to the warehouse to get the doll, and it's a fake doll, and it breaks immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Santas come out and try to beat his ass.
Oh, yeah, that was badass.
It's good stuff, man.
There's like 50 Santa Clauses in a warehouse.
Can we watch that tonight?
Oh, no, wait.
You have plans.
Well, man.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Go, cool. Go hang out with your other friends.
We're just going to go.
You're talking
I was
going
to work it out, but I'm probably not going to anymore.
Yeah, that's not going to work out for me.
It's a good idea.
Hey,
I made a joke.
I heard it.
I gotta get these two in shape, man. We gotta get in wrestling shape,
dude. I've been getting in some kind of shape. That's not the kind
round
of shape
is a shape.
I'm pretty sure
that's what I'm saying.
I gained like 10 pounds of muscle.
I lost 10 pounds.
I probably gained 10 pounds of fat from drinking so much beer recently.
Yeah, it's like six pack sessions to do.
If you're not working out, then yes, that is.
I don't drink any more beer now than I did before.
I didn't drink that much before, honestly.
If I didn't do this,
Max,
I'd be at my house
alcoholic.
Drinking. I'm not an alcoholic. I could stop at any point I wanted to.
That's what the alcoholics say.
You have a problem,
Max. In my head, I'm like, I'll just say, like, I'll do it, but I don't want to.
Exactly.
I don't like go to work drunk and shit like that. I don't need alcohol to function.
Yeah. I mean, beer's just good.
It is good.
But
I love
you
beer.
You need it to have a good time.
No.
Okay. Moving on.
I was like, are you asking me that? I thought you were telling me, but you needed to have a good time.
But
you don't.
But you don't,
but you enjoy it.
Peer pressure is not a real thing. I've told that to everybody.
That's definitely not true.
Peer pressure is not a real thing. You only do what you want to do. If you're weak enough to listen to somebody else, then you deserve to get hurt or whatever happens to you.
I bought that PS4 out of peer pressure, and I guess what? I sold it as well. So.
You sold it already? Yep. What the fuck?
It's taking over your life, wasn't it?
It did. I wasn't doing anything. I was playing video games almost like 24. I was staying up till like 2 a.m. playing video games, and I was like, you know
what?
Who'd
you sell it to?
Surprisingly, it was Chris's dad, San Felipe.
What?
I don't care how to say his name. I like went to the place to meet him, and he was like, oh, yeah, like I know you're friends with my sons, I think. And I was like, oh, who's your sons? And he was like, oh.
Oh, so you just met him like randomly somewhere?
Yeah, I'd never met him in my life.
Huh. What was it, like Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's Jesse, Ramon, and Chris. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, me and Chris are like best friends. We're not best friends, but we're pretty close.
Cool.
And it was just insane how we met. But yeah, I sold it to him. So now it's gone. I've been productive and life's been good.
Can't believe you've already traded it, man.
You just
got to have self-control.
I don't. That's the thing.
I don't have
I already
any
know
of that.
I don't. I already know I don't. That's why I got rid of it.
You need to get one of those like kid timers on there.
Nah.
And then,
I just got rid of it. It's for the best anyways. So. And I actually made money off of it. So I bought it for $200 and I sold it for $225.
Oh, you fucked his dad over. That's fucked up.
No, I didn't.
Look, he feels bad now.
No, I don't. How'd I freak him up, dude?
You freaked him over, dude.
Freaked him over.
You totally freaked him over. I hope Chris hears this and he tells his dad.
I already told him.
All right, let's move on since before we get in a fight over this.
I'm not going to get in a fight.
The table.
I'm going to get Harold in a fight with Chris's dad.
Well, I'm about to fight Mac because we're about to play Tyler's Trivia.
Oh,
nice. I'm going to beat your ass if I lose again.
Well, I'll just get my ass-beating pants on.
Your brown pants.
Yeah.
Make sure you pack my brown pants.
All right, go for it.
All right, play the
shirts. Oh, yeah.
It's Tyler's Trivia Time.
Hey. Stupidest thing ever.
It's good. That's it now. It's a staple.
Yeah.
I should have had it pulled up, but... All right, today we're going to do some Mississippi Native trivia.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all Mississippi boys, right?
Yeah,
I've actually changed the format up, so Harold has a chance.
No.
Harold did so bad, we had to change how we do things. I don't think you've ever gotten one right.
Listen back to the podcast. I actually have. I know I have.
I think you got a couple right.
Maybe like two.
I think the last 25. Score was 7-0.
That's because you're like, all right, this is going to be.
It's going to give you a
this
chance.
Is gonna be 7 points for this one, and then Ginger was like, all right, Mac knows this one. I was like, oh my. All
right, I'm gonna request. I'm gonna give you some lifelines too.
Okay. I can call somebody.
I'm gonna give you one lifeline.
Call me.
You each have one lifeline. If you don't know the answer, you can Google it. The first one to Google it and give me the answer gets the question.
Wait, hold on. So does that mean that, say, like, if Mac, like, okay, so you said the question.
If I use that, then
so
he has to
if
do
we
it
both
too?
Get to use it?
No, if you both get it wrong in the same question, I'll give you each an opportunity to answer it. If you both get it wrong and I tell you it's wrong, timer starts. Google.
Okay. So it's if we both don't know it one time.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Actually, I'll give it to you on every question.
Oh, I like that. Let's go. I won't need it. I'm smart. All right.
So, first question.
Do we have to wait until you finish the question and answers, or can
please,
we answer if we know it?
Please do it. Because last time, or one of the times,
wait till I at least finish
the question.
No, the answers.
Okay. How many answers are there, two?
There's four. I mean, it's different. Each
time. Just tell us every time.
Oh, it's multiple choice?
Yeah, two of them are.
Oh, okay, that's fine. All right.
First question. Why did Pascagoula native Jimmy Buffett originally take up guitar in college? Give me the choices. A, because he needed the credits and it was the only course available. B, to meet women. C, he already knew how to play guitar from a young age of 5. Or D, to learn Oasis's hit Wonderwall, which inevitably led to meeting women.
I know it.
I said it first. Fuck so.
So, Harold.
To meet women?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
what?
Ding, ding,
oh,
ding,
Mac.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get big, son. Where's the applause?
It's right. It's right. It's right here.
Breaking news.
Harold gets a question right.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
So
Wait.
So hitmaker Jimmy Buffett only learned how to play guitar to meet women,
and
that's
it
what a
worked.
Lot of people did. Technically, yeah, I'm sure he has a wife
a
now.
Multi-millionaire, he owns my life.
He does.
He owns Mac.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm his property,
pretty much. All right, this one's a little harder.
Good.
This one is not a multiple choice either.
Okay.
So. Famous playwright and director Tennessee Williams was actually born in this Mississippi city in 1911.
There's no answers?
Nope.
Just, okay.
Madison.
Wrong.
Who is it again?
Tennessee Williams.
I want to say something stupid. But I was going to say it as a
Memphis.
Joke. I was going to joke around and say it, but I was like, he's probably going to take me seriously, so I'm not going to say that. Let's say South Haven.
Wrong. Google.
Oh, God. This is... I wasn't ready. I haven't even got my internet.
Ding, do, 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 do.
How do you spell Tennessee?
Do, do, do,
do. You're the only 10 I see.
Do, 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 do. All right, Harold Scruggs.
Columbus, Mississippi.
Hey, Columbus, Mississippi. Ding, 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 ding.
What's the score, dude?
2-0.
2-0, Harold Scruggs.
What up?
How many questions are there?
4.
All right.
So there's a chance to
tie us up.
And then I will have a tiebreaker question. I'll Google one.
No ties.
But Columbus, Mississippi is where I went to school. It's 25 miles from Starkville, Mississippi, where y'all went to school.
Yeah.
His house is actually on Main Street when you get off the exit.
How about Columbus? I didn't know that. That's cool. I only went to Columbus like 4 times.
It's the little,
I went a lot because there's a Krispy Kreme over there.
You know when you get off the exit on the Main Street?
Yeah.
It's that little yellow house right there on the first.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Man.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's Tennessee Williams' house.
I've seen that house before. Tennessee.
I think he was actually born in that house.
Interesting.
Like he came out in the bathtub.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or in the bed.
Or in the bed. That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
They had to get new sheets and a new mattress, but it's fine.
Nah. Oh,
God. Let me see.
This is question 3.
He actually wrote...
Numero
a streetcar named Desire, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and The Glass Menagerie.
I haven't heard any of those.
I've heard of
Red.
The streetcar named Desire.
I think it's pronounced The Glass Menage a Trois.
No, it's Menagerie.
just
All right. Question number 3.
Yeah, never mind.
I want you to name...
Multiple choice or what?
No.
Okay.
Name... This is actually a listing question, so...
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Name like every team again. Brett Favre played for starting from college to the end of his professional career in correct order.
Oh, I could do that.
Harold Scruggs.
Okay. Southern Mississippi. Green Bay Packers. I feel like he didn't get drafted there.
No, that's incorrect. Can I go?
Damn. Go ahead.
Southern Miss.
Ding.
Atlanta Falcons.
That's Ding. Who it was.
Green Bay Packers.
Ding.
There's one more.
There's two more.
Two more. Is there two more?
Two more.
I thought I was one more team.
New York Jets.
Ding.
And the Minnesota Vikings.
Ding, 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 ding.
I forgot about the Jets. I forgot about the Falcons. All right.
This is for Hank. My dad did something at the house one time, and he was... My dad's one of those people that's good at everything.
Yeah,
but like useless stuff.
He's good at everything he does.
Well, like we were at the campgrounds one time, and he's like, I bet I could hit that doorknob with this rubber duck. And he sidearmed and nailed the doorknob from like 30 yards away or 30 feet away. We're like, okay. And he just walked out.
His dad's badass.
But then we were out at my house, and we're out in the yard doing something. And my dad picks up a flat football, like it's like the dogs have been chewing on it. And he goes, Brett the Jet. And he throws it across the yard and into the basketball goal. And then he goes back and does whatever he's doing. And me and Hank were standing there like, what is going on? There's no reason that he should have done that other than to show off, and he knew he was going to make it. It was insane.
He's pretty much good at everything. That's awesome. He does.
Yeah, and he's huge.
Brett the Jet.
This one's kind of easy.
I have a point. Did I get 5 points for that?
No, you get 1 point.
Yeah, okay.
Mac the cheater.
I'm not a cheater. I'm smart.
Let's see if Mac can tie it up. Even though Elvis's dark locks made women swoon, this was not his natural hair color. What was his natural hair color? Mm.
He didn't even let you finish.
Yes, okay. I did.
No, you didn't.
He said color, and I went, eh. It was blonde.
It was close. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. I'm about to pause it and listen back. I will pause it right now and listen back.
There's no instant replays in podcast world.
Yes, there are.
No way.
For me, there. I'm the one that edits this shit.
Y'all argue a little bit more because I'm
looking up another. I'll edit out this whole freaking podcast. I'll delete everything. It'll just be Harold's rant.
On the final podcast that comes out, there's going to be like a snippet. I mean, like, Harold's going to be like, I apologize for calling Mac a cheater because after listening back to it, then...
No, I would never say that.
I
guarantee you he's going to put a snippet in there telling me I'm a cheater.
It's going to be a subliminal message in there.
Let's do another. In honor of Margaritaville, let's do another Jimmy Buffett one.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. I just worked there. That's
for
fine.
2.5 years.
I hate you.
Let's
hey, remember
see.
That thing I said before we started this? I said I was going to beat your ass if you won. Yeah, it's still going to happen.
Man, Harold, I hate to see you do it, but I'd love to see you try.
Nice. I got to find one.
You may not like it, but you better learn to love it, baby.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh. All right, I got one.
Yes.
What movie, or actually movie series, did Jimmy Buffett get offered a role in? But he had to turn it down because he didn't have the time.
Oh. Movie actually, series?
Yeah.
What year? Can you give us a year? A time frame?
Like our generation, like 2007 maybe to now.
Is it I don't know.
It's a whole series. There's seven movies.
Harry Potter.
Six movies.
Fast and Furious.
Nope.
Harry Potter.
It's based out of the sea. Google. I'll recommend Jimmy Buffett facts.
Man, don't say that. It's a freak, man. You're trying to help him out.
What? Dude, that's not right.
It should be the first website.
Stop.
No, I mean, hang on.
Do 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 do.
It's not helping.
I'm not gonna find it.
Did you hear that? I tried searching something and it didn't bring back any results. So I went bloop.
I'm gonna give you some hints here.
Man, stop.
He doesn't want me to win, man.
Obviously. God damn.
The main character's name is or not name, but his initials is... what is
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, yeah! Sorry, I got way too hyped for that. That was a little too much. Sorry about that.
But yeah, he was apparently offered a role in Pirates of the Caribbean, but he had to turn it down because he...
That's so fucking time
constrained. Well, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't. Really looking up the answer.
What is Jimmy Buffett too busy doing to where he can't make millions off of a movie?
Yeah, dude, parrot heads, man. He got to keep them like going crazy. He's got to be on tour all the time.
Man,
What I was laughing at and what I looked up before I started looking up the right answer was I typed in Jimmy Buffett. I was going to type in Jimmy Buffett turned down what role, but it auto-corrected to Jimmy Buffett turned down for what? And I was like, oh, man, I hope there's a remix. Turned down for what? Wasting away again, yep. Margaritaville.
Dang, turned down for what?
Like a cover of that song by Jimmy. I was just going to pick up the phone and start playing it. I give up.
I would have let you win. I wouldn't have been mad. I wouldn't have been mad. I would have let you win for that.
So
Harold actually won a trivia time.
What?
Enjoy it while it lasts. So it'll never happen again.
So what is it, 2-1 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mac is currently leading in the categories. So
yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Harold's trying to make it. Gonna keep comeback. It that
way. I'm just happy to be here, guys.
I gotta use bathroom.
Oh yeah. God. And then we'll do last topic.
Yeah. We can take a break though.
Okay. And we're back. Harold had to take a poop.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Had to drop the boys off.
Had to drop the kids off.
Speaking of poop, we're going to talk about a food review. That's our next topic. We're going to start reviewing restaurants.
That's a good transition.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Talking about bowel movements.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Am I right? No, in all seriousness, we're going to start reviewing restaurants and other stuff. It'll be better once we have the YouTube channel up because we can actually, like, take pictures of the food and show y'all and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be real foodies.
Oh,
real foodies. Stupid hipster foodies.
We'll try to be.
You know, I'm a foodie.
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know the lingo or anything like that.
Me neither.
You're a foodie now.
This is a great hollandaise sauce.
What the fuck is hollandaise?
I don't know. I heard it on Food Channel.
He meant to say holiday.
Isn't like eggs?
No, it's a hollandaise sauce.
I actually watch Food Channel a lot. I know a lot about food. All right,
cool.
All I know about food is I like it. Yep. Anyway, our first restaurant is the one we frequent just about every Wednesday. I think we only didn't go there one time.
Technically, I didn't go this Wednesday.
Where did we go?
But
yeah, we went to that Mexican restaurant. What the fuck was up with that? Let's talk about that real quick.
I got tired of waiting. I got tired of hearing y'all bitching.
As soon as you left, we literally got our order.
I'm fine with that. I helped y'all. You're welcome. So I'm cool with
help.
That.
You didn't help.
I left, and then they set you.
No.
It was me. It's all good.
You laughed, and we went and stole a table.
I'm fine with that.
Anyway, it was Murky Waters. Yeah. We love Murky Waters. And Murky Ocean Waters Springs. Barbecue.
Downtown Ocean Springs.
Downtown Ocean Springs.
We love you.
We love you. They have, we go for sometimes. We go for
you
wing
fuck,
nights.
You really fuck us over sometimes, though.
Nah, it's just that we're,
it's not really
it's very
fault.
Popular is what it is.
It's popular, and we always have a big group, usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll have like six people, but I mean, that's like
that's
our
the
least.
Good days, dude.
Yeah, that's like our least amount, though.
That's my favorite days.
Yeah.
No, there was some one, days we have there like was nine. One day, yeah, there was one day where it was just like us.
It was like Harold, Mac, Carrie, David, me.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Five people was good.
It was nice.
Not that we don't want our friends to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we that's love, not what we're saying.
We love our friends. We love company.
As far as like us getting seated in time.
Well, it was
that
damn group of military guys that they took two tables.
Two tables. It was real fucked
and
up.
And they
man.
Didn't need them. Yeah. They could have sat at all one table.
They had eight people. They had the same amount of people we did. And we sat down in the same exact table on the opposite side 2 hours later.
Yeah. So
what the fuck is up?
They just needed to. And then they just sat there.
Yeah.
And they would look at us, and it pissed me off.
It was like they knew that we were waiting on them.
Exactly, and yeah. They did it on purpose.
Anyway, this
the table in the back did the same thing.
Yeah, they were being bitches about it, though. They this has nothing to do with the review.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
going to review
Waters
the fuse.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We like their wings a lot.
Their wings are real smoked awesome and then flash fried and then flavored, so yeah, mm-hmm. They're very tender, and you get that little pop from the skin because it's flash fried. It's so good.
It's really
best
good.
Wings I've ever had. Never had Harold's dad's wings.
Hey, I'm glad you remembered that.
My dad has the best wings. How could I forget that? You drilled it into my head.
Because they're amazing.
I don't remember that.
You weren't there.
This was just, I was drilling it to Max's head. No one else's head, just Max's head.
Oh, is this in y'all drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever y'all shaving it in a table?
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Waiting for that. Called it.
Anyway, so and they have really good other stuff, too. Like, their onion rings are the bomb.
They also have a barbecue sandwich. It's like a double decker. It's like a Big Mac, but the top layer.
What is it called?
It's just the
Murky Water
sandwich, I think, something like that.
They have the Clarksdale.
And they have that. They have the
Clarksdale is like brisket and bacon and cheese. Yeah. And it's
they have the Clapton. That's really good, too.
No, the Clapton is the brisket sandwich. The Clarksdale is a Salisbury steak sandwich.
Sure.
That's
I weird. Just point.
Or sirloin
like,
steak.
I want,
sirloin,
yeah, that's it.
Sirloin steak.
Yeah, that's it. It's still good, whatever it is.
Yeah. But
and then
the,
their pulled pork, just plain, is good.
And also that sausage platter thing. That,
yeah, the appetizer.
All right, so what do you guys super normally good. Get?
I get something different every time I go.
I usually get around the same thing.
The half chicken, I have been getting that.
I get the half chicken when it's not wing night.
Right.
Usually. But sometimes on wing night when I don't feel like eating the wings, I get the half chicken.
Still chicken.
Because it comes with two sides. I mean, it's hard to beat $12.95.
Yeah,
two
it's not expensive either. Chicken. No, I took Scott and Brittany there for the first time the other day. Or I say the other day. It's like 2 months ago.
Technically, it was the other day.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever. The other day. Looked at my watch just to make sure. But we got like three platters of food. And I think total. I mean, I didn't pay for them because I'm cheap and I'm poor.
I guess they make way more than you.
Yeah, well, I mean, get that. A lot of people make more money than me. And it's okay. I love my job. It says so on my name tag.
No. Margaritaville, it's a great place to work. You should guys check it out.
I really do love Margaritaville.
You should come next Wednesday.
That's not even a joke. I really do like working there.
And download the app.
And download the app and come see us there.
Yeah.
On the 19th and the 21st.
It'll be a good time.
I mean, I'm sure you have those 128 gig phones that have all the space in the world.
He's trying to like write an ad read on the fly. And
he
working.
Is. It actually I mean, is. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
You have all this space. What are you going to fill it with?
Download the Margaritaville app 3,000 times. That's the only
look,
app you need.
I don't care if you install it, uninstall it, install it, uninstall it, install it, because it still counts towards their installs. That's what they're trying to get right now. They're trying to meet a quota, and you guys are going to help them.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you download the app and show them, I think that the deal is, like, I think you get, like, a speaker, like a little Bluetooth speaker.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to download it right now.
I don't think it's Bluetooth. I think it's plug-in.
You can't download it now, man.
You can't right now, I don't think.
That was in beta, though.
I mean, you can download it. It's just not going to work right.
Gotcha.
You got to wait till Wednesday.
I'm going to download it on Wednesday. You guys should do.
Sweet.
The 19th.
Okay, so back to the food reviews. How are we going to rate stuff? Are we going to do like a...
1 out of 10.
No, see, everybody does 1 out of 10. I think we're 6-pack sessions. We got to do a one out of six.
All right. I like that. That's good.
With decimals are acceptable.
Let's do it like an opposite scale. You know how like 6 beers you kind of become numb to something?
So oh,
like,
yeah.
You need that to become like...
Yeah.
Like if the food's really bad, you have to have 6 beers.
Yeah.
And the food's good, you don't need
you
any.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we're going to do a 0 to 6 scale.
I like that. That's good.
Okay.
So for Murky Waters, whenever it's not wing night, I get the sandwich I was talking about a little while ago, the Murky Water sandwich, the double decker.
Isn't it on chicken. Texas toast, or is it got?
No, Texas toast is in the middle.
Oh, like it's a hamburger bun with Texas toast in between.
It's a sweet bun. The top is like a sweet bun.
Yeah.
And then it's like chicken.
I've gotten that sandwich. It's
the Texas
good.
Toast, and
good.
Then pork, and then the rest of the roll.
Yeah.
And then I get fried okra on the side.
Their fried okra is the bomb.
They just like dump it on there, man. So much. It's so good. I definitely would give it a 0.5, and that's amazing.
So yeah, like skill. So you need just half a beer to sell to tolerate it
at the very end of the meal.
You don't
also.
Need any beer to tolerate it, but the half a beer, I think when you get to that end of the scale, it's like how many beers do you need to go with it?
Yeah, I only have half, dude.
We'll come up with the semantics of this rating system later, but
it's
also
0 to 6. 0 is good, 6 is bad.
Right. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
So I do half of a beer. So.
I think I'm going to agree with you on
five.
That.
That's pretty good. That's like a 4.5 out of 5. So, yeah, that's about right.
That's good to me. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, so what'd you get?
When it's not wing night, I actually get the wings.
The wings are the best.
The wings are really, really good.
No, I'm serious, but like, I'll either get a half chicken because you get two sides, and the half chicken is always tender, and the skin's always like crispy, and it's, I don't know, it's just good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to beat it. For real. But
I agree with you.
I mean, you get a salad. The salad's like half the plate. You get some fries.
It's a side salad that is definitely a whole salad. Yeah.
And then you get a whole half of chicken on top of that. I mean, it's $12.95. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's good stuff, man.
If you can beat that, let us know.
But
let us know in the comments below.
I will say this about Murky Waters. On wing night, they do kind of roast their wings a little bit. So they become sloppy. They become saturated. Yeah. And they kind of get a little bit soggy. But they're still good.
They're still really good.
On wing night, I would give their wings probably about a 1 beer.
One beer? Okay.
I agree with
any
that.
Any other day of the week?
Any other day of the week, I'll give them a 0.25 beer. They take their time with those wings on those nights.
What's your favorite flavor of the wings?
Garlic Parmesan.
Spicy garlic.
I actually got into the habanero.
Really?
I'm not a spicy guy.
No, I don't like that much.
Habanero is not, it's not even that spicy, though. That's
They've gotten hotter because I've gotten hot before, and last night I got the hot, and they were hot.
Yeah, I will say last night whenever we went, I actually tried one of Vincent's girlfriends.
They're hot.
Holy crap. I only ate
that
one.
Was not fun
like
today.
Seven, and I was like, how are you alive?
Not fun today.
You know the spicy garlic.
Not fun today.
You know the spicy garlic is just garlic parmesan mixed with the hot, right?
Right, but the garlic parmesan takes down the spice from it.
Yeah,
but
it's delicious.
Yeah,
garlic parmesan is literally just butter and parmesan and garlic on the wing. I mean, it's perfect.
It's a lot of melted butter too. Like you can just tell it's butter.
It's pretty great. That's
honestly
my favorite flavor there.
I haven't had a bad flavor though.
They're all good. I've never had anything there I don't like. And if you get there and you ask for the burnt ends, they're probably going to say no. They can run out because that's one of their best things on the menu.
I haven't tried it. $18.95, but I mean, it's the best part of the brisket.
Yeah.
I never had it before. I'll take it next
time.
It's that
crispy, fatty part on
the
end.
Next time I'm going to go in and I'm going to order it.
Well, most of the time they don't have it.
You got to get there like when they open.
I'm sure they have it on wing night because people are trying to get wings. Really?
No. That's when people go to order it because they think the same way.
Oh, well.
I'll try one day. You have to get there around lunchtime to get it.
I'm never there at lunchtime.
Yeah, well, neither are we.
But burn ends, it's basically just like the blackened part.
Yeah.
Whenever they smoke it, it's the very end that gets all crispy and crunchy and good.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm. Oh, I almost forgot my favorite thing there, though.
Garlic Parmesan wings, I give probably a 0.5 beer as well.
0.5 beer.
I like that.
Okay. The best thing there is their appetizer. It's the smoked tuna dip.
I haven't had that.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty good.
You should have bought it for us last night.
I'll buy it next time. Next time we go there.
You don't have to do that.
I'm going to buy it for me, and then you can have some.
I'm cool with that.
It's like a little dish.
Yeah, it's an appetizer. So
you were balling out last night.
Well, man, I just drunk already, so.
Yeah.
He bought a whole pitcher for himself.
He also paid for me and Carrie's beers.
It was like we got Bud Light.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot. It was also happy hour.
$2
at the grocery.
Bud Light was $3.
Well, it was also happy hour, too, so.
Yeah.
I think I
paid like $10 for six beers.
It wasn't a lot. But still, though, he still dropped that money.
Heck yeah.
Freak yeah, man.
Trying to make that guy's life easier. He had a lot of people at the bar coming up. And then drunk guy being like, man, why do you look better in a flannel than I do?
Because
he's good looking. No, he's talking to the bartender. The bartender was trying to work.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'll be back later. And after he left, the bartender was like, God, I hope he doesn't come back later.
He came back. Whenever I went back in there, he came back. So
God. So he probably just like went outside.
Yeah.
And came back.
He probably smoked a cigarette. Smoked a dart.
Yeah, smoking a dart, likely.
Went and had a dart.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
So our final results.
You never rated yours.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did a 0.5.
On what?
On the entire restaurant.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it on your food.
Oh, my favorite? Oh, I don't. Because I don't.
On the entire restaurant, I'd give it a 1.
1 beer?
Hell yeah. The wait time alone is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's not their fault, really.
I mean,
no, if we're doing an overall, that does come in effect.
Actually, I'd give them a 1.5. It brings them down.
Yeah, I mean, they can't help it, though, honestly.
Like, it's just so popular.
The only thing that they can do is get a bigger restaurant.
I mean, they could actually try to make guests leave instead of sitting there talk.
That's, I don't know.
I wouldn't get the checks to you faster.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's 1.5. Don't ask them if they're ready for the checks. Just
I'll do a 1. I'll do a 1 beer.
I'm 1. Cool with 1.5. I'm with 1. Right, only because they have good.
We don't have to agree, guys.
No, yeah. I mean, but we're on Murky Waters.
We're on 1. You're on 1.5.
Yeah.
So I think it's a 1 because I have to have a pitcher of beer when I drink there. Or when I eat there. Wow. When I drink. Yeah, I have to have a pitcher of beer
when you drink there.
I could hear your eyes roll back in your head when you stuttered.
Yeah, it was bad. That was bad.
When you eat there, why do you have to have a pitcher of beer?
You just have to, man.
They're only $6.
It's only $6.
PBR, Yingling.
Beer and barbecue.
PBR.
This sounds like an ad read for Murky Waters.
I mean, it could be.
It should be. It should be.
It will be one day.
We're just trying to tell you the places to go. We're trying to give you some good advice here, people.
1 week, we need to see if we could podcast there.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like out on the stage?
That will never happen.
Hey, we can talk to Molly. She knows the owners, right?
She knows of the owners.
She knows of them.
Anyway. All right, our next topic is music. We're going to talk about our favorite bands owners. And play a song from them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I mean, I can go first if you want me to.
Go for it.
All right, cool. So my favorite band is Kings of Leon. And what the heck, man?
He doesn't.
Dude, that's so fucking rad, man. So fucking cool.
Okay, I guess Ginger doesn't like Kings of Leon or something.
No, I like Kings of Leon.
Man,
you're so fucking cool, Harold.
God. So I heard them a long time ago, like in middle school.
Stop, man.
Take a deep breath, man. Just keep talking. You laugh away from the microphone.
Oh, my gosh.
My friend showed me them in middle school, and he showed me the song...
Sex on Fire?
No, that wasn't even out then. That wasn't even out yet. But that actually is their biggest song on Spotify, so that's a good song. Yes, I don't care what people say.
Sex is on fire.
But that is not the song that I would be playing today. It's off that album, but it's not that song. Okay. So that's not my favorite song, but a really good song by them. Not that either.
Down.
Stop.
All I see.
What you do with that voice?
All I see.
That's how you sing.
All I see.
Pushing out a turd while you're singing.
Still laughing.
All I see.
I'm still fucking laughing. I can't help it.
All right. So the song I picked is it's called "Crawl" by Kings of Leon. So yeah. I'm gonna
that transition skip. Was just too great.
The bass in this song is awesome. To put it like a. They put a fuzz on the bass, and that's just great. I love it. It's just good stuff, man.
I think I'm going to try to go back and listen to the old podcast and make a playlist and put it on my Spotify.
Yeah.
And then put all this on there, too.
You can also make it to where we can all edit the podcast. Like, us three can edit it and add songs to it.
Because I dig this song. I don't think I've ever heard it.
So that part is my favorite part. I know, like, I just missed it, but, like, the bass does this, like, pull, like, dun 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 dun. It's really awesome. And I used to be only a bassist. I used to not play guitar. And so this song was, like, badass when I heard it. And I was like, yeah, man, that bass is so cool, dude. But, yeah, that's my song.
I like it a lot.
It's good stuff, man. I love them. I love Kings of Leon. They're good for any mood for me. I love them.
So, all right, man.
Who's next?
Go for it, Ginger. I want to go last.
All right, I'll go first. I'll go next.
We can't go first because Harold already
I'll went. Go first.
Edit your part out.
That's fine. That's fine. Understandable.
All right, guys. Hear me out on this one. I'm going to set the stage for you.
Okay.
It's early 2000, maybe 2002.
Are you about to play Kid Rock?
No.
Okay. I got scared.
My name is Kid.
That was...
Rob!
That was not good. Don't do that again. Not even because it was Kid Rock, but y'all's vocal, that was bad. Don't do that.
All right, we weren't trying to sing. We're just yelling.
No, back to what I was saying, 2002, early 2000. These, I don't even know how many people were in the band. All we got to know is this one long-haired guy, brown hair, real rough, rugged voice, comes out on stage, has a nice little goatee.
Okay.
He says, "Are you fucking ready to rock?"
Is it Kiss?
And then this comes on.
I don't know what's going on. Oh.
Friend gave me the best advice.
This is Nickelback?
Yeah, it is. Chad Kroeger comes rocking across the speakers.
Also, he has like weird, his hair's like, has like blonde,
it's curly and straight at the same time.
And it has blonde highlights.
I would say it's wavy.
Wavy, that's
wavy
good.
With blonde highlights.
I don't have any hair, so I don't know the lingo.
Well, guys, I'm sorry, but you have to listen to the whole song. So that's what Ginger wants to do. I can tell already.
Today's your last day. All right. No, that's not even the Nickelback song. I'll choose.
So this is the karaoke segment. I forgot.
I'll choose this song. It's actually not even a Nickelback song. It's a Chad Kroeger song. Oh, my God.
That's even worse. God. This isn't Nickelback?
No, this is his solo album.
I didn't know that. He even had one, honestly.
He made this song for Spider-Man specifically.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. I'm actually kind of like surprised right now.
Because of how good it is?
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I'm not saying I like it.
And they say that a hero can save us.
I didn't know that this wasn't Nickelback.
It's actually Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott. Josie Scott, what did he play in? I can't even think of it off the top of my head, but
I got you.
Oh, you're fact checking.
He was the vocalist for Saliva, so it was.
Oh, those two, yeah. Together.
Click, click, boom. An even worse butt rock band. I will say Saliva is worse than Nickelback, and that's something.
All right, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Nickelback is not that bad, dude.
Stop.
They're not the that reason, bad.
Go ahead, the Mac. What was yours?
All right.
Hey,
all
Mac,
right.
What was yours?
Well, look, my band doesn't need an introduction. I'll just play them.
Oh, my.
Look at this photograph. If it's all I'm
doing, I'm going
home. Let's get so real. What the hell is on Joey's head?
I will say that the meme that came along with that was really good.
Look at this grass.
That was
look at this giraffe.
That was good stuff.
No,
I love that.
I only did that because he played it, and I was like, "Oh, this would be funny." So
I hate you. This is like a John Cena thing all over again, but with Nickelback.
All right.
Do you like? What do you mean? All right. No, you're done. You're done. It's Matt.
Are you gonna play more Nickelback?
No. I got another one.
Like a real one God. For real now.
Actually, I do like this band. I actually like
it's
this Papa band.
Roach. It's Creed.
Oh. It is Creed.
Oh, nice.
I actually like Creed.
I'm not mad at you.
I actually like Creed.
I actually love Creed. Man.
I think you're trying to make me mad, but actually, I like
no,
Creed.
I
so jokes on
love,
you.
I love Creed.
No, play Creed then. I want to hear Creed.
Oh man.
What made you pick these?
What, higher?
Yeah,
you thought of another butt rock band.
You're just on a butt rock kick now?
Yeah.
No, because like many people like pair Nickelback and Creed together.
They do, and it's not fair, Creed.
It's really not.
I mean, Creed is a good band.
I know all the words of their songs.
I know a lot of like obscure Creed songs, and I'm not proud of it, but it's okay.
This song goes out to Scott Cavanaugh.
Oh,
but
man.
Seriously, like, I don't think Nickelback's
Scott Stapp
that
is a man.
I don't think Nickelback is that bad, but I don't think that Creed should be paired in the same pairing that Nickelback.
I agree with
100%
that.
Agree with you.
I agree with that for sure. Because Creed has some songs that are actually like they hit hard, man.
I mean, I love Torn.
Like one.
Torn is
one is amazing. I love that song. One. Oh, one. I have a very good Creed voice. I just don't like to use it anymore.
I mean,
it hurts my throat. So
I can't.
That's not even my favorite band.
That's
but,
what she said.
I just wanted to mention that because people rag on Nickelback and they pair Creed with it, and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should rag on Nickelback, honestly.
You shouldn't rag on anybody. Yeah. That's bullying.
Everybody out there, don't pair Creed with Nickelback, but I don't give a shit if you talk shit about Nickelback because they're shit.
All right, we're going to move on because I mean, this conversation will never end.
I mean, crap, sorry.
Exactly. It just goes around.
For real, now.
I swear to God, if you play Nickelback again, I will throw this beer at you.
I thought about it. But I want to move on. So my favorite band of all time is the Avett Brothers.
Okay.
This is the first song I ever heard by them and really kind of why I fell in love with them. This song is called Pretty Girl from Annapolis. This, don't play over me.
I didn't mean to.
I love Avett Brothers.
Me too. So much. They have a lot of songs called Pretty Girl from Annapolis, Pretty Girl from Raleigh, yeah. Pretty Girl from the Here, Pretty Girl from the Airport. Oh, don't you look at me that's just that good old family harmony, man.
It's so good, man.
You want to know where I heard this song, though?
Where?
I used to watch, like we were talking about earlier, I used to watch a lot of the Food Network.
Yeah.
And you remember the show Ace of Cakes?
Yeah.
They made a banjo cake for the Avett Brothers.
Oh,
and they
wow.
came to pick it up, and they're like, well, we brought our stuff. Do you want us to play? And they were like, hell yeah. And so they played this song. And I was like, that's pretty good. And then I started listening to them more. And then that was right about, I don't remember let me see what year. This song came out in 2003.
Oh, wow. That's a little while back.
Yeah, this was forever ago.
That's awesome.
But I don't think I saw it. I think it was an old episode. And I don't think I saw it until like 2007.
So are they
because it was right around the time like Emotionalism came out and
yeah.
I'm Loving You 2007, 2009, yeah. That area.
That's like their biggest song.
So yeah. That's mine.
Can I name my actual now?
No. Hold on. I want to talk about something real quick.
Okay.
Is that the reason why you went to Hangout Fest that year?
100% is okay. The only reason I went.
I saw them. They were amazing. But I wasn't that into them then. And I'm really sad I wasn't because I am now.
They weren't the only reason. I really wanted to see Outkast too.
Well, Outkast.
Huge Outkast fan.
That crowd was insane for them. But Dawes also played that year. And I wasn't that into them at that point either. But I love Dawes now. They're one of my favorite bands. And as well as Avett Brothers, and I saw them live, and I didn't know any of their songs. And now that I know them, I'm like, man, I want to see them again because like they're so good, man. I love them.
They're good. They put on a great show. I saw them in Starkville. They were really good.
What?
Jake Owens opened for them.
Oh man,
wasn't he drunk as fuck?
He was. He wasn't real drunk. He was kind of drunk.
Yeah.
And then somebody threw him a jar of this weird looking yellow liquid.
It's probably moonshine.
It was. It was apple pie moonshine because he took it and he was like, "This is good shit." And then he sang. He came out for an encore and he did "Ooh That Smell" by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh.
But he only would sing. Ooh, that smell. And then the band would go, and he would go, ooh, that smell, just over and over again. So he was so plastered. He drank like the whole jar.
That's awesome.
I thought he was going to die. But
that's awesome, dude.
And then we went from that to Avett Brothers, and it was really, really good.
I want to be him.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, let's go to my actual.
All right, okay.
This is my country music
favorite,
which
is probably your real favorite.
I have so many favorites.
Let's be real about it. This has got to be your.
Well, I can sing like 90% of his songs.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something about it after or during, maybe.
I'm just gonna play this song off the top of the head.
Oh.
Okay, this isn't who I thought it was.
I'm gonna cry.
Who did you think it was?
I thought you were gonna say Alan Jackson.
This is.
Yeah.
What song is this?
Cowboys don't cry.
Okay. I didn't catch it.
I am going to cry.
And heroes don't die.
I didn't realize I had a love for 90s country until I saw Mustache in Starkville with Vincent.
Yeah. Please.
They dragged me there, and I didn't really want to go.
We might have been there at the same time.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I went and saw them a couple times, though.
Yeah, no, they were there a lot. At least once every semester.
A sweet dream. Then always comes true.
So beautiful. Thanks, guys.
If life was like the movie.
But yeah, so I like literally, they thought I hated country.
I'd never be
and
blue.
You have to talk over.
I am. They thought I hated country, and we went to this this cover band in Starkville.
90s country's exclusive cover band.
It was amazing, and I sang every single word to every song they played, and Vincent was like, where's this coming from?
It's in my subconscious. I don't know where I know it's from.
Dude, I knew because my whole family listens to country. Everybody in my family listens to country, and I think that's the reason why I like folk rock now, just because everyone...
That's a big reason why I did.
And it's like folk rock is a good...
What is folk rock?
Like Avett Brothers, Dawes, My Morning
Jacket,
The Woods Brothers.
Never heard of any of them.
I can't really
think of my notes. Biggest thing was I grew up listening to country music, like old country music. Yeah, and also, like, my dad was really big on gospel music, like Gaither Vocal Band and stuff like that. And that's where I get, like, my love of all the types of music. Gold. That's the Gatlin Brothers.
I know.
That's the only one I said Gaither. That's cool.
It's close enough.
Gaither Vocal Band. They're friends. They collab all the time.
In California.
God, we're good.
He's in a bank in the middle of Beverly
Wait for it.
Hills. In somebody else's name.
Beautiful.
So it's your dream.
All right, so we're done with the podcast, but I'm going to dedicate one song to all our listeners out there. It's a song that the people at Margaritaville know good and well. And
is it Margaritaville?
No, it's not a Jimmy Buffett song.
Wasting
this song's
away
called Don't Worry.
Margaritaville. Hell yeah.
What is going on?
Is that my computer doing that?
No, this is a song. You guys wouldn't know this. It's not a very big song. It's really big in Italy, which is where our new attractions are from.
Oh.
And this is the song that the attractions play when they run in.
Hell yeah.
The big lip, so.
Ooh.
It's a banger.
It's English, though.
No, it's like David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. That's what I was going to say.
Big in Germany. Like, these guys are big in Italy.
That's weird. If I got big, like, in a different country, I would just move there. Why would you not do that?
Just that's the only they same thing to do.
Yeah. And then you move there and just play there exclusively.
But, yeah. I thought we could just go out on a good note like this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's either going to make everybody at Margaritaville really excited or really piss them off. And it's just okay with me.
And so, we're all dancing right now.
And we're all dancing.
Don't worry about a thing. We're just dancing.
Don't worry about a thing.
It's catchy.
It sounds like a FIFA soundtrack.
It really does. This is a FIFA song, for sure.
Oh, FIFA's got some bangers.
Really oh, hell yeah, they do.
This year, I didn't like a lot of their songs.
I liked them.
But, I mean, I only played for like 2 weeks. So.
Every year after I get done playing FIFA, I always go back and look at the previous year's songs and add to my playlist. I mean,
they've had some really good stuff, though.
Yeah.
For sure. They're like Group Love, Foster the People, a bunch of bands I love, so they're good.
All right, cool. So let's
listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Harold, hit him with the line.
And we love you.
And we love you. Stay tuned. And catch you next week.
And come see us at Margaritaville.
On the 19th and the 21st.
Please.
Please. And thank you. And
we love you again.
And we love you.
And we love you.
One more time.
Let's go.